Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Man, I'm doing really well. I hope you are also doing well. I wanted to know, how invested are you in the saga of Trayvon Diggs? And do you think he gets activated for the Chargers game?
I'd like to see at least the part we get to watch, what he's doing this week.
Right.
But
sounds like a no.
I am skeptical that he'll get activated for the game.
As are we.
Yeah, and if he doesn't get activated, then that's a wrap, right? If they don't activate him on Saturday, then
Correct. He's
done for the year. Well, and let's
and I think
he's done for
you
good.
Have to do it by 3 o'clock, and I don't know that the Eagles will have won by 3 o'clock.
Oh, right.
They're the early game, right?
Right.
So if there's no hope, then what are you activating them for?
Okay. So I guess my next question is this. Will Trayvon Diggs ever play for the Dallas Cowboys again?
You want me to make a bet on that?
But, I mean, that's a fair question, right?
No, yeah. And I would say at this point it's 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah. And if he doesn't get activated, then maybe we have a better idea of what they're thinking about for the future.
I think that is a very fair assessment of the
situation.
But
judging from, and I got a chance to listen this morning, judging from your stance on winning the last three games, what are you activating them for?
Mickey, and this is why I at times think I would make a great GM, and at times I think I would be the worst GM in the history of all organized sports.
No, I mean, it's okay to have the opinion, right?
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't activate it.
Correct. That is absolutely correct, and I think the writing is already on the wall that they are moving on from Mr. Diggs, but what time will tell on that. But I think the writing is on the wall for that. And so,
let me put it this way to you. If you're looking at like salary cap impact.
Right.
And I did look it up.
Me too.
So he doesn't have any more guaranteed base salary. And next year the base goes to $14.5 million. If you June 1 him, then it's 2.926 and 2.927 of dead money.
Yep.
So you probably could qualify doing it that way, right?
Yeah. You save about $15 million theoretically.
If you didn't want them or if you couldn't trade them.
Yeah. Do you? I've seen some people talk about this. What kind of does he have trade value?
That's a real good question, because sometimes, you know, and sometimes it depends on a team need, because they're going to have to look at his knees, right?
Sure.
And then everybody can judge a physical differently. Like, well, we really want him, so it's like, okay, we'll pass him on the physical. Or
which that feels weird, right?
Sure. And take and again, it would come down to also, because if you trade him, you're trading his contract,
right?
So does somebody want him for 2 years, 14, and then whatever the next year is in base salary?
Yeah,
and you gotta, you know, say I have room for it. So it's a lot more into it than just saying, okay, I'm going to trade him, right? So it's somewhat complicated.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, it's something that's been complicated since training camp and even before that too. So the I'm kind of curious. Your running back is 26 years old next year, and he's done, I think, everything you've asked of him this year. Does he deserve to be back on this team?
Yeah, I think so.
I
but again, how much and what would somebody else pay for him?
Yeah.
So because look at it this way. He's going to be a free agent.
Right.
To not give him the opportunity to explore, I think you have to give him a little more.
Yeah.
Right? If you sign him before the start of the league year. And then if you don't and he wants to test free agency, well, then it's market value, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to decide, do I want to meet market value, or is that a little extreme for me?
Do you
market and value? And they kind of did the same thing with Tony Pollard, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, in Tennessee, bid higher than the Cowboys thought that he could be a, 250 carry running back. And as it's turned out, you know, what Javonte Williams has done this year is, and Rico did last year, is not much different than what Pollard has done over the last 2 years.
Do you have a general belief or philosophy then in terms of just staying away from the market value running back? Like whether that means just drafting new running backs or just waiting until all the dust is settled and picking up players like Javonte? Do you have like any sort of hard and fast rule on that?
No, I don't, because I think you have to know what the available field is, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's sort of like they did with Javonte. It was a opportunity to take advantage of a guy you probably thought was pretty darn good, but hadn't maybe fully recovered from his torn ACL. And you go, well, for $3 million, it's worth it, but I better have something behind him before I just take that chance. And then again, if you don't take the chance, there's always the draft coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's running backs you can get in second, third round that you would say, okay, well, I can go with that. It's a pretty good juggling act, but a lot of it has to do with your how much money you want to spend on a particular position on the salary cap.
And if I told you that we have two first-round picks so we can use one on Jeremiah Love, do you think I would get shouted out of town?
No, I don't think so. I think that the league has proven over those last couple drafts that taking a running back in the first round is not foolish.
Corey looks kind of mad at me for that.
Why, he doesn't think a running back is that important?
I don't know. He just looked at me like, I do not approve of what you're saying.
I like Jeremiah Love. I really do. I really like him a lot. I think he'd be a fine addition to this. Track star speed, I really like that player.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I was looking. I think
but
it's just my face.
On where you, and also depends on where you have to take them.
Exactly.
Right?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. If
I don't know that I would want them in the top 10 picks.
Right.
If I have players
somewhere in the top 20.
Yeah. If I have players that can make this defense better in front of him on my board, I got to go with my board and make this defense better first. That's where I'm shooting right now.
Yeah. I mean, you would have position priority, right?
Okay, I like that. Yeah.
And right now, defensive end?
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy in Miami play? I think he's draft eligible.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. Keep an eye on him. Just let the Aggies know they better keep an eye on him, okay?
Yes. Yes. No, I'm already plenty worried about that game. I kid you not.
You might just, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The first time I saw this guy play, I was like, is this guy for real? And so I kind of asked around, and I think the answer was, he'll never be there by time we draft.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So but again, my point was position priority.
Yeah.
You know, where do you want to spend your draft capital?
Yeah, no, I absolutely understand.
Like Sonny Styles out of Ohio State sitting there for you, and you're like, I need a linebacker. That'd be nice to have.
There will be plenty of options, no doubt. Now, speaking of options, Jerry yesterday really insinuated, if not flat out said, probably flat out said, these last three games will go a long way in determining the fate of the defensive coordinator. Is that how you interpreted it? And do you think there's any chance that decision has kind of already been made?
No, I don't think either way. But think about this. What's your alternative?
Getting another new one again.
No, but I'm saying who?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have carte blanche. You just take who you want, right?
Right.
Somebody's got to be available.
Yeah.
And so to make that move, you better know what you're doing on the other side. And it's going to be better either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think I always used to say that about head coaches, too. You better have a list and be able to, because if I get rid of this guy, what am I guaranteed to get next?
Right.
Unless I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
As we've seen, these defensive coordinators don't grow on trees.
Well, you're right about that. I might give Al Harris a call, but you that's a discussion probably for another day. We will pick it up again with you tomorrow, good sir.
We got a few days left before
the
game.
Yeah, we got some time. Thank you very much.
All righty.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Now, Corey, you said this is something that you really want to talk about. At 42-0, coming off the...
That's a great record.
Yeah, absolutely. Bud Crawford, Terrence Crawford, if you will, he is retiring from boxing, says he has nothing left to prove. And off air, what I said was, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Boxing has a very similar retirement track record to professional wrestling. And so it does feel like people get just sucked right back in. But he said he has nothing else left to prove. And then one of the things that he said that I was really intrigued by, he said, I'm stepping away from competition, not because I'm done fighting, but because I've won a different kind of battle. The one where you walk away on your own terms. Now, there is no question he has finished out his career with a pair of the most high-profile fights that you could possibly have in Spence and Canelo. And then he beat the number one cash cow guy in boxing, and if that's how he finishes up his career, clearly it's a Hall of Fame, unbelievable career.
Okay, that's where I'm trying to figure out where he stands then, because this is a dude who I always felt was underappreciated and was the underdog in a lot of fights, unless you were a fight head. Like, fight heads were like, no, dude, this dude hits like a brick wall.
And I kind of feel like that was the case going into the Spence fight.
Yes, absolutely. And people kept, like, we saw the fan text, dude. There are a lot of people that were hyped about Errol Spence. And then there were the ones that were like, y'all have no clue what you're talking about. Like, not you.
Yeah.
But they're like the people out there that they don't have a clue. This dude, he literally hits like there are bricks in his gloves. And every time I've watched him fight, I'm just like, how could anybody pick against this guy?
Right.
And like he walks out solo. I don't need a crew with me. I got this. I love everything that I've seen from him in his career. But where does that stack up to everybody else? Because did he have the premier moment that really set him apart from everybody else?
See, I really think the last couple of years...
These last couple years did it?
I really think have taken him to the next level, just because that's one of the things, and it's really interesting the way boxing historically gets judged, because it's about your record. It is. And I don't just mean, like, did you win or lose? Like, your track record and who you fought. But there does seem to be some public perception in there as well, where like everybody knows, because everybody knows that Muhammad Ali is the greatest boxer of all time, right? He wasn't undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things. He's an all-time phenomenal boxer, Ali, that is. But like how the public feels about your public perception, it does seem to matter in a weird way. And Bud Crawford upped his like general public perception a lot, especially with that last fight, because it was on Netflix. It was with, again, the number one name guy.
Yeah,
and he jumped up two weight classes. I'm not saying that Canelo is the best fighter in all of boxing, but he's the number one name in all of boxing. And so I think the last few fights have been huge for his career and his public perception. But I will say this. Boxing, this is nothing against Terrence Crawford.
Like in his own weight class, is he the best ever?
Oh, man, I would have to put more thought into that.
Yeah, Those are the things I love a lot.
But I stand by this, and I think frequently this is what happens. I'm retired until I get the right matchup with the right payday under the right split and circumstances.
So that he can, does that involve him pretty much a guarantee win too?
Not necessarily.
You think that matters to him?
But no, I really don't.
Because with Floyd, you were like, no, that undefeated streak, you kept saying that zero is going to matter so much to him.
That is a huge part of his brand.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't think that matters as much if it needs to be a marquee fight. Like one of the issues, let's be honest, one of the issues that held up the Crawford-Errol Spence fight for so long is both of them thought they were the A-side to the fight and thought the other fighter was good, but not good enough to like make their legacy off of. That's why he jumped at the Canelo fight. He's like, hold on, I get paid the most money in my entire career for the biggest name in boxing? Hell yeah, I'll take that fight. Even if I lose, I win. And so I don't know who that person is that comes along, but like, it can be had. I know this is a ridiculous comparison, but just hear me out. This is the natural thing that could obviously happen. If somehow, some way, Jake Paul were to beat Anthony Joshua on Friday, are you telling me that Netflix and Jake Paul wouldn't take all of the money and figure out a way to fight Terrence Crawford? And before you're like, they're not in the same weight class. He wasn't in the same weight class with Canelo either. Not even close. So
would he jump at the opportunity to shut that down?
Hell yeah.
And be like, guys.
Yeah, because think about it. If you're Terrence Crawford, you're like, you're damn right I'm going to beat Jake Paul. Plus, I'm probably going to get even more money. Or at least the same money than Canelo?
I like more money.
Yeah, more money. So, look, if he retires, all-time great career. But we'll see.
All right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for more AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus this college coach is living my worst nightmare. Next on The Fan.
It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Damage.
877.
You're not eating a sandwich.
881-1053.
Oh,
yes,
never
mind. He is.
My bad.
Yes, he is. He just didn't sound as excited about it today. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, this college coach is experiencing my worst nightmare. I will explain. I don't know about that. I will explain here in a matter of moments. But, gentlemen, we're going to pivot to the national day calendar, as we always do, here at 1120 every weekday here on The Fan. And we see that today is National Maple Syrup Day.
Oh, yes.
I love syrup.
So man, do I.
Alec, I'm sorry. I know your question's coming up. Can I just tell you a quick syrup story?
I've never been asked that before, so I think you have to now.
We went to Vermont last year. That was either state 48 or 49. I can't remember the order.
Well,
and when we were in Vermont, that is when the kerfuffle between the morning show and Jerry Jones went down. Because I remember we were going back to the airport and everyone's like, dude, I can't believe it. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But we went to a syrup farm and they had like a syrup tasting bar.
What?
And it was crazy. More types of syrup than I ever could have imagined. It was pretty awesome.
I am jealous about your syrup experience. It's a sentence that's never been said in human history. I will put money on that.
What's the best thing syrup goes on?
Ooh. French toast.
That's a solid answer.
Ooh, never mind. Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, that's my answer, actually. French toast is like a close second place.
Yeah.
Very close second place. It's a very good breakfast option in the Medford household for sure. But today we're going to focus in on National Device Appreciation Day. Is National Device Appreciation Day. So, instead of your most appreciated device, what do you think is the most underappreciated device that you own and or use? 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. Because I feel like there's a lot of technology that we use every day that we probably don't even realize how important it is.
It's the microwave, and I'll tell you why. Last 6 months in the Hagelin household have been a challenge from a microwave perspective.
Huh.
Somebody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In my house, essentially broke the door on the microwave.
Yeah, that happened to mine.
Mm. And we were looking to get it fixed, but the person who, like, redesigned the house and tried to upgrade it and everything like that, they essentially have built the microwave into kind of the cabinet system.
Same.
And so they're like, yeah, we can't fix this microwave, and you'd have to tear out the whole thing, whatever. And so we just got like a crappy standalone microwave that sits on the counter, and it sucks. Man, I did not realize how badass our microwave was until I put things in the same temperature or the same time. And I'm like, this microwave sucks. And so it's a microwave.
The I know I can put my finger into the little hole that the door handle was in, because it was the door handle that broke.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So,
yes.
But I can still reach in there and open it. And so it's been broken for 3 years. Almost as soon as we moved in the house, Avery grabbed it and come on, dude. And microwaves are important, especially if you use them a lot. That being said, air fryer, superior to microwave.
Mm.
You have an air fryer, Kevin?
No, I do. I don't have the proper temperament and patience for the air fryer. Because whenever people are like,
look at these
scrambled eggs I made. They're amazing. And I'm like, that looks great. It took you 27 minutes to make that. Pass.
There's some great answers coming in. 877-881-1053. The 425 says the crock pot.
Crockpot's dope.
Yeah, you can make so many things with such little effort.
That's what killed Jack on This Is Us.
That's true. From the 817, I have three dogs, so it's the Roomba for me.
Oh, I could see that.
Our Roomba, it needs maintenance, and I don't want to spend to have it maintained. I'd rather just get a new one. Yeah, this is where I'm at with this thing. And I love it. I love the Roomba. It's so helpful. It does get stuck on the rug. It'll get stuck underneath stuff.
Do you judge the Roomba?
Yeah, all the time.
Ever?
I sit there and watch it, and I'm like, pick up that little piece of whatever off the floor, and then it goes right by it, and it looks at me and gives me the finger as it goes by, and I'm like, where did you get hands?
And no wonder it's expensive to fix your Roomba.
Yeah. Guys,
surgery.
Garage door opener.
Colby Tolbert, we love you, Jesus.
We enter the rear of our home, and that's how we are in Plano. A lot of people have driveways in the back of their house, and so that's where we park. Adrian parks in the garage. I park outside. Mm-hmm. We go that way, and without the garage door opener, I would have to get out and lift the garage door or walk around to the front of the house.
Yeah,
and who wants to do that? So the garage door opener for me is very underrated. I don't appreciate it enough.
I agree, because I get panicked anytime we have like a power outage or something, because I'm so dependent on like the electronic ways to get in and out of the house nowadays that I'm pretty sure the one key I have on my key ring is actually the wrong lock for the front door.
Oh, no.
Because we switched it out. Oh. So I literally have no other way to get in the house.
Oh, no.
So
break windows.
Yeah. That, wow. It's not the best look, guys. I probably need to go to Home Depot after the show and get a new key cut. But that's a problem for another day. From the 210, remote controls of any kind. And I agree.
My dog. He's a puppy. He's a year old now. He has eaten 8 remote controls.
What?
For our TV. And you'd think that everybody in the house would learn to put it up high so that he can't get to it, but no. And also, he's eaten 2 PlayStation remote controls, too.
What?
So.
Oh, that's expensive.
Yeah, they are. Well, yeah. Our remote controls for our TV are relatively cheap. It's like 8 for 4 of them. So,
okay. Nice.
But even still, it's still a process.
And then you got to program it.
Yeah, No.
Oh, it just programs.
It just...
Oh,
any remote in the world.
That's cool.
But yeah, man, this is remote controls are so essential, because how are you going to change the TV? On your app? No. That's ridiculous. Those things are terrible to navigate.
Huh. From the 915, the water pick.
Oh, yeah. See, and I feel like dentists figured that out, because they're like, hey, I've asked you floss for 17 years. It's never happened. But water pick. I can get your dumb ass to do that. And you're like, you know what? You can.
Just like how blunt that is. From the 972.
I know that's what they're thinking, Alec.
Yes, and I feel like dentists and really any healthcare providers have at least one moment per day, maybe even per patient, where they're like, all right, dumbass. Like, get it together. You knew better than this, or you knew how to do that. You just chose not to.
See, you know what the moment is for me at my dentist? So we're newer to this dentist, maybe like in the last 2 years. I used to not take the best care of my teeth because I was a moron. And so I definitely have some fillings and stuff like that. And even if the checkup goes well, still feel like the main dentist who comes in to check up the work of the person they don't trust. And
why do you think they don't trust them?
Why else do they need to come in?
They don't trust the person. Part of the training for that person. That hygienist is going to be a dentist
so
one day.
They say.
Maybe.
But they don't trust them now. And they come in and they're like, oh, I see that you've had some fillings over the years. And I'm like, yeah, but my appointment today went fine. Why can't we just be like, good job?
See, I fully believe that the hygienists at my dental office do fine, and our actual dentist comes in just to talk sports because he's a Tolo.
Yeah.
So shout out Dr. Golding in Fort Worth. He'll look around for maybe 15 seconds, and he'll be like, it's the same as always. You did a great job. Okay, so the morning show guys were talking about this on the way in, you know, and it turns into that. So I think ours do a great job. Kevin, you might need to do a little investigation on yours. I don't know.
I want to know. Next time, you know what? Next time I'm going to ask the dentist, I'm going to be like, do you not trust the other guy? Is that why you come in here?
Be brutally honest.
I am.
I kind of want to know and record it too.
Okay.
I want to see. That would be great. From the 214, can you wish my husband Chris a happy birthday? Happy birthday, Chris. I hope it's amazing. Even though it looks all weird and gross outside. The drive-in was not fun today, guys. 6:35 was a mess.
Because it was like kind of raining?
Yeah, in a weird way it was, but it wasn't. But it was. It was gross. 877-881-1053, your most underappreciated devices for National Device Appreciation Day, a sports thing I wanted to throw out real quick that's very fun. The Dodgers owe over $1 billion to 9 players over the next 2-plus decades. In 2038 and 2039, they have more than $102 million in annual deferral obligations. That sum is greater than the 2025 payrolls of 3 baseball teams.
Man, do you think that they laugh when people talk about this story and they're like, oh no, we owe $1 billion? Like, yeah. I bet they do.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Their ownership group has their hands in so many different investments and entities and stuff that they just have passive income that is more than we could ever fathom. So they're probably like, everybody's like, oh my gosh. Why are y'all so scared?
Whatever are we going to do?
Who cares? We're rich. We're going to figure it out. Otani's going to be here forever. We're going to keep winning World Series because we're going to sign every single reliever on the face of planet Earth.
They really are.
They irritate me beyond belief. Guys.
Free market.
Yeah, it's true, I guess.
For now.
For now, yeah. Salary cap. But Kentucky coach Mark Pope. You've heard of him.
Yes.
He's pretty good at his job, right? He is living my worst nightmare right now.
Oh, he has to live in Kentucky?
That is a big thing that I'm scared of, and I hope my life never takes me there.
Denny Wise has found him.
Ooh, oh.
Welcome to Derry.
Yeah.
So Kentucky, they were ranked number 9 heading into the season. They dropped a few spots after losing to Louisville in their first real test of the year. That marked the first of 4 losses that have all come to the hands of ranked opponents. So Mark Pope is not really known as a quiet guy. He's a very emotional and very in-your-face kind of guy. And he said on his weekly radio show that he was actually given doctor's orders to speak at a conversational level, if not lower, for the next week because he's been screaming so much at practice and during games. And they are scared that he will permanently damage his vocal cords for how animated he gets in games specifically. And that just made me think, if I was so amped up at work, or maybe I was out with friends, or you know, playing a pickup game of 7-on-7, and I screamed so much that I lost my voice and I damaged it for good, that would be the most terrifying moment of my life. And I just started thinking about all the things I could and couldn't do if I sounded like Doc Rivers for the rest of my career, you know, or sounded like Coach O because I just decided that, hey, I'm going to scream just to scream and I'm not going to do my talk radio job anymore because of it.
Hey, Pharrell can make it work.
That's true.
Everybody coming in.
He doesn't talk.
We're gonna
he sounds like that, but he doesn't talk like that.
Football is on tonight. You can see it right here. Pittsburgh is playing against the Dolphins. What's the spread?
That's all I wanted from this segment.
They're going to be fine. We're the KSC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy grading the first-year NFL head coaches, including Shoddy, next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.